Fleetwood Mac's Christine McVie dies at 79. It's Wednesday, November 30th, and here is your latest music news update brought to you by The Filter. Christine McVie, the English singer and musician who joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970, died on Wednesday. She was 79. Her family said in a statement shared on Facebook that McVie died in a hospital following short but undisclosed illness. We would like everyone to keep Christine in their hearts and remember the life of an incredible human being and a revered musician who is loved universally, the message read. Fleetwood Mac issued a statement that read, "She was truly one of a kind, special, and talented beyond measure. She was the best musician anyone could have in their band and the best friend anyone could have in their life. We were so lucky to have a life with her. Individually and together, we cherish Christine deeply and are thankful for the amazing memories we have. She will be so very missed." Stevie Nicks, in a handwritten note, shared on Instagram. "A few hours ago, I was told that my best friend in the whole world since the first day of 1975 has passed away. I didn't even know she was ill until late Saturday night. I wanted to be in London, I wanted to get to London, but we were told to wait." She added, "See you on the other side, and don't forget me." In addition to the many Fleetwood Mac hits she was a part of, McVie released three solo albums between 1970 and 2004, and in 1984 had a top 10 hit with Got a Hold on Me. McVie released an album with Lindsey Buckingham in 2017 and also added her voice to recordings by Christopher Cross, Dennis Wilson, and Bob Welch. With Fleetwood Mac, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999 and added to the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1979. She also collected a Grammy Award in 1978 for the band's album Rumours. Born Christine Perfect in Lancashire, England, raised near Birmingham, she was introduced to the piano at an early age by her father, a concert violinist, and a music instructor. She began studying classical music at 11 but shifted her focus to rock in her early teens. After studying sculpture in Birmingham and working as a window dresser at a London department store, McVie joined a blues band called Chicken Shack as its keyboardist and backing singer. She recorded two albums with the band and sang lead vocals on its hit, I'd Rather Go Blind. McVie was a fan of Chicken Shack's label mates, Fleetwood Mac, who invited her to play piano on the band's sophomore album, Mr. Wonderful. She went on to marry Fleetwood Mac bassist John McVie and joined the band, replacing the late Peter Green. She made her debut on the 1971 album Future Games. After Fleetwood Mac's 1997 live album The Dance, McVie stepped away from the band and out of the spotlight. She reunited with the band in 2013 for two performances in London and officially rejoined following January. On social media, tributes to McVie are pouring in. "What memories, what joy, and what a legacy," tweeted Bette Midler. Sheryl Crow shared, "The world feels weird without her here. What a legend, an icon, an amazing human being." Duran Duran John Taylor called McVie one of the greatest all-time songwriters, singers, and band members, and said she rated both purity and sass in equal measure, bringing light to music of the 70s. Canadian singer-songwriter Ron Sexsmith called her death an enormous loss and added, "She wrote my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs, and I also loved her solo work." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.